personal best for me, and to compete in front of 60,000 people was a real pleasure and a great opportunity for somebody from Donegal to go over to the Olympic Stadium 1 year after the Olympic Games. And yeah, it was just a fantastic opportunity, and it was the right race for me to run a personal best. That was my game plan all along, was just to sit off the leaders and to run my own race, really, because I knew that the guys at the front would be running around 1:43. They were going to the American record, Dwayne Salmon and Nick Simmons, so I knew if I sat off the pace, then I'd be coming around even pace for the whole race, which is probably one of the best ways to run an 800 metres. So I just had to focus on my own race, and you know, it worked out last week in Sanchi for me when I ran a personal best, and thankfully it worked out on Friday as well.
Yeah, you seem to have that ability to have the built-in clock that can tell you exactly what pace you're at.
Yeah, I suppose you need awareness of where to kick in an 800 metres. There's no point in kicking too early, you get too tired. So I saved a bit for the last 200 metres of the race. You know, I like to break it 800 metres up into four segments, and you need to have enough left for that last 200 metre segment. And thankfully, I had a lot of juice left on Friday, and I was able to pick off one or two guys in the home straight.
Yeah, you looked very strong on that home straight. Is there any way that you said to yourself after the race, if I'd gone a little bit earlier, perhaps I could have got another couple of them?
Part of me was saying that, yeah, but, you know, hindsight's a great thing. I mean, coming across the line in 1:44 is it's a great achievement, and I can't really ask for much more. In time, though, I think maybe I adjusted my first lap to run it a bit quicker than maybe I could go 1:44 low, but, you know, these are all learning experiences, and I gotta learn from each one.
Big crowd there, great atmosphere. Usain Bolt competing around about the same time. You know, what was the experience like with such a crowd?
The crowd were fantastic. 60,000 people. It was like being in the Olympic Stadium last year. I was there to watch 2 days of the competition, and the atmosphere was just electrifying. You know, and you were really able to get some energy from the crowd, and it absolutely fantastic. Can't really describe it. It was just totally indescribable. But even being in the same call-up room as Usain Bolt was it was something else. You know, warming up right beside him, and it really struck home to me. You know, the level of competition that I was competing in. So it's nice to be at that level, and even nicer to be running a personal best at it. And hopefully more to come.
So you're looking forward to the World Championships now in Moscow. I presume you have ambitions of lowering your personal best, but I suppose it's all going to be all about racing there rather than maybe times.
Definitely. I mean, that's what I'm about. You know, I love going to championships and racing, and it's nice to run fast times, but at the end of the day, it's all about the medals. And at these World Championships, I'm just going to focus, though, on going out there, trying to get into the semi-final, and whatever happens from there, I'll be happy, you know. I'm still only 20 years of age, so these championships are about learning for me at the minute. And down the line, though, yeah, that's what it's about. It's about getting medals at championships. So hopefully now this will be a great experience.